Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Governor Kasich signed the budget late Sunday night, and in it were new laws aimed at abortion regulation. Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House Bureau joins me to talk about what this means. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you break down for us what exactly the new laws entail?
Well, there are several different laws that have been added in there. One of them puts Planned Parenthood at the back of the line for federal dollars that are allocated for family planning purposes. Another bill that was added in there deals with abortion clinics, which are considered ambulatory care centers, and it says that you must have a transfer agreement with the hospital, and oh, by the way, we're going to make it so that public hospitals can't do transfer agreements with abortion clinics. So that means that you would have to have, if you're an abortion clinic in a city, you would have to have a private hospital that would be willing to take any patients. And it also goes a step further, and it says that the state health department director has the capability to oversee the clinics more. There's also another part that was added, but it requires an ultrasound, and it's got to be an ultrasound where you can actually hear the heartbeat, and you must have that before you can get an abortion. This is a new part of it, and this part is one of these situations where it has a lot of gray area, as we're seeing, because some of the doctors are interpreting it differently, but it would allow these a panel of legislators and state leaders to come up with the rules for putting that in place.
Is this an unprecedented move, or do we see these types of social issue laws being included in something like a state budget?
Well, we see it more and more. It used to be that the budget was pretty much the budget. It was the items that keep the state going financially, and these other things were, side issues that, were dealt with in standalone bills. But more and more, we're seeing these kind of things attached to the budget. And one reason is that if you attach it to the budget, you don't necessarily even have to give it hearings, as with this abortion language that they added with the ultrasounds and that sort of thing. That language was added very late in the process. There weren't hearings on it. I must say that that also requires that the doctor give the woman information that some of the doctors say they don't like. It's incorrect. It's vague. It also requires them to jump through some hoops at abortion clinics with some other rules. So, but that was the kind of thing that lawmakers really, sometimes they would just rather put it in the budget, because then you don't have all the debate, and you don't have all the people coming down to the state house and protesting and that sort of thing.
But is that, I guess what confuses me is I sort of understand in terms of, okay, putting Planned Parenthood in the back of the line for funding because that's a monetary issue. But when you're talking about the way that doctors approach someone who wants to get an abortion, how does that work in a budget sense?
Well, it really doesn't. It basically doesn't have a whole lot to do with the budget. It's changing rules. But now it seems like in recent years, the budget has just become some place that you can put things that you can't get passed otherwise, that are hard to pass. And we see that more and more, and that's what's happening with this kind of a bill.
So this is one of several states that are dealing with legislation regulating abortion. Comparatively speaking, how strict is this?
It was referred to as one of the more strict, stringent rules in the nation. But we, one thing to remember is we don't have all the rules on this written yet, because there's going to be this board that is going to be writing a lot of the rules. And there will be, it looks like there will be some testifying by doctors and people like that as they're writing these rules. So we don't know exactly how strict it's going to be. But initially coming out, a lot of people were saying it's one of the more stringent abortion laws in the country.
Are there options for opponents of these new laws?
Sure. The opponents can go after it. And I think the first thing you're going to see is they're going to go after it politically. They think that the opponents think that people will not like these new laws. Doctors are saying that they're not sure how these laws will play out, but there's a possibility, depending on how a doctor interprets it, that it could affect miscarriages and the way doctors handle miscarriages, and it could lead to defensive medicine and some of those things. And if that does indeed happen, that could change the way people think about these laws as well. We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. I think politically it will be an issue, and they're also looking at legal routes to go after it as well, and they've got a few days, 90 days to do that.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.